I have to brag that I have the best job in the world when I get to call, go into the recliner theater to see a movie, work. Amen, Becky? Amen, Miss Becky. So hope to see you there. But with that, we come to our time where we lift up our joys and concerns. And first is the joy of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it. And this morning we have a food basket donation that is given in honor of our very own Scott Wolverton for his birthday on April 22nd for his birthday. Happy birthday to the master of sound and video and everything electronic in this church. Thank you for all that you do, because we certainly could not have done the last year without you. And so Scott, thank you so very much. And we'd take a picture to celebrate you, but those Wolvertons, they don't take pictures, right? Next up, we do have a baptism today. So exciting that Nyjah Ratcliffe will be baptized outside at the end of our service. Now, how this is going to work, we are going to have our closing hymn in here, then both our feeds will finish. We're going to move outside where the family is going to be meeting us, and a Facebook Live feed will start up, a second feed this morning. Give us about 5 minutes after the closing hymn to get outside and set before that feed starts up, but you are all invited to digitally participate in the baptism of Nyjah Ratcliffe right after our inside portion of our service. Second, I want to let you know, because I have finally received both my Pfizer shots, and at my 2 weeks beyond that, and Miss Becky has, and Miss Lori, who helps with dinners, is almost there. And so Friday night feasts will resume this Friday. Can I get a whoop whoop? And we will be starting with my favorite homemade lasagna. And so for $5 a plate, homemade lasagna this Friday night, but please RSVP by the end of Wednesday so that when I shop on Thursday, I know how much to buy. In your El Portal and on the Friday email blast has the menu for the rest of April and into May. Next Sunday, as we look at I Speak for the Bees, as we celebrate all the living creatures of our earth, we will be having a drive-through blessing of the animals. And so if you have an animal that you would like to be blessed that you can put in the car, come on through between 10:30 and 11:30 for a blessing. If you have a pet that doesn't travel so well, maybe it's like an aquarium type of animal, you can bring a picture of your animal for a blessing. Or say you don't have a living animal, if you have a favorite stuffed animal, or if you have an animal that has been near and dear to your heart that is no longer with us, you can also bring a picture. Whatever you would like blessed, I will bless. I might be a little scared if you bring a snake. I really am scared of snakes, but from a safe distance, I will bless it if you bring it. So blessing of the animals next week, 10:30 to 11:30. And finally, as some of you may have noticed, last week we had Sherry Pulley, and this week we have Ida Uy in as liturgists, and we have opened back up for people to express a desire to come in and read. Our only one stipulation, as we kind of have our safe pod that we've created and everybody in here is vaccinated at this point, we do ask that to come in you be fully vaccinated so that we can honor and protect the community that's leading our worship. And so if you're interested, text me, email me, call me, snail mail me, let me know, and we would love to have you join us. And so for all of the ways that God is moving in and through us as a community of faith, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Two prayers this morning. The first is a praise that Donna Ward is home and recovering from her hip replacement surgery and is feeling pretty good. They got the pain under control, and we just pray that the pain will stay under control, and as she works on getting up and used to that new hip, that God is with her through all of that. And so for our sister Donna Ward, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Our second one is from the Austria family, prayers of joy and thanksgiving for Rayanne's 23rd birthday on April 16th. And so, Rayanne, very happy birthday to you, and may God bless a new year of life. And so, with that, my friends, let us go to God in prayer this morning. Almighty God, your Spirit swept over the waters of creation. You are sweeping over us now, creating something new. Call us away from the distractions of the world to experience what you are doing now in us and through us and in our world. Open us to a new awakening, a new beginning, where we look through the lens of goodness of your creation, experiencing all possibilities in you. Turn us away from the negative lens and lead us to the light. In the name of Jesus, who leads us into life, we pray. Amen. And now we come to the time in our service where we offer our gifts unto the Lord. If you are able to go on the website to make a donation, if you have your envelope that you're going to be turning in on First Sunday Communion or mailing in or dropping by, I invite you to pull those out now to be able to bless and give to the honor and glory of God as we give thanks as Honey has our offertory piece of this morning.